President, I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call. I recognize Senator Miller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion prevails. Members, please stand for the prayer. Chaplain of the day is Reverend Jen Collins from Grace Lutheran Church in Apple Valley. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Greetings, good morning. Let us pray in whatever posture is best for you and your faith tradition. Let us pray. O sustainer of life, as the leaders in this place and space gather, may they participate in wise decision-making for our common life as they seek to serve our neighbors and our communities across the state. We thank you for their service and tireless efforts on our behalf. May there be peace and dignity in all their doings in this session and beyond. We invite the spirit of justice and humility and love to continue to help us in all of our works. We conclude this prayer with an amen. Amen.
The secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bigham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Fate, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunish, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Etke, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, Wicklund.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Bigham, Dibble, Eaton, Eakin, Fattay, Isaacson, Gazelka, Ingebrigtsen, Jasinski, Johnson Stewart, Kent, McEwen, Newton, Putnam, Tomasoni, and Torres Ray. A quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communication was received. It's listed in the Senate agenda. Please make note of this. No action is required on that. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committees, I call on Senator Miller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 1253, 208, 1025, 28, 2638, 3016, 2666, 2575, 2729, 2876, and 2740.
These Senate files have been given their second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with one change. On page 12 of the Senate bill introductions, Senate file 3259 will be referred to the Committee on Housing, Finance, and Policy. These bills are given their first reading and referred as indicated and read. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions, there is a list of authors' motions printed in the agenda. We will adopt these authors' motions as one motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file 1074 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Finance and Policy and re-referred to the Committee on Civil Law and Data Practices.
And Senator Housley, this is your bill, and you've spoken to both chairs.
Yes, Mr. President, this is my bill, and I've spoken to both chairs.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senate resolution numbers 101 through 103, as printed in the agenda, will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under the order of business on motions and resolutions, I call on Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills made special orders for immediate consideration. Members, the bill is on, or the list of bills are on your desk.
On number two on general orders, Senate File 1782, Senator Osmak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 1782 is 15 words. It's a 15-word bill to help the Met Council. And I know that might seem like a strange thing for Senator Osmak to do, but it does make sense. And let me explain why. The Met Council for many years, has been helping cities deal with inflow and infiltration, what's called INI. And what that is inside many places around the metropolitan area, particularly around that body of water called Lake Minnetonka, there's a lot of sanitary sewer pipes that are below the water table. And cities have been working to eliminate that water infiltration, so we're not treating clean water for a number of years under streets and under public properties, but they aren't able to get to help private property owners deal with INI. Ultimately, members, this saves money. That's a good thing. I think everybody in this room will agree to that. But what this does with these 15 words is it allows the Met Council to work with private property owners, not forcing anybody, to help reduce the amount of INI that's coming in from private properties into the sanitary system. To give you an example, if you live on a lake and you're on the shore and your sanitary sewer goes down below the water table, before it comes back up, it can suck lake water. And what's happening is that you have to...
Members, please take your conversations to the outside hallways or to the retiring room so that we can hear the floor debate. Senator Osmick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to finish up, what happens is in the water, your sanitary sewer will go down below the water line, come back up, and probably be pumped up a hill to get to the next gravity position. And what happens if you have not slip lined or if you have cracks or seals or problems in the line, you can be sucking clean lake water into the system. An example of this, for those of you who have been around a while, if you remember, again, on Lake Minnetonka, we had a large sewer backup that cost thousands or millions of dollars when we had a heavy rain season. Lake Minnetonka was at, there was actually no wake on the entire lake for a period of time. This is essentially what happens now, even now, and this will help the Met Council help private property owners with loans and grants to get them to stop sucking lake water into the system, which is perfectly clean. It costs nothing to the legislature, which is a good thing. The Met Council already has the funds available to do it, so this is the ultimate win-win, and I would appreciate your support for the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on Senate File 1782, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate the opportunity. Would Senator Osmick yield for a question?
He will yield. Senator Anderson.
Nope, it's done.
Senator Osmick, I notice in the verbiage here you have included township or any political subdivision of the state, and I'm wondering if in the testimony in committee, I don't think I was in the committee to hear about this, so are the townships, and I'm thinking political subdivisions would be counties, are they okay with this language?
Senator Osmick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson, I have not received any negative feedback from anyone, counties or townships or otherwise. And again, this is a voluntary program where this goes with private property owners. Technically speaking, if there's a township, I don't know, maybe White Bear Township, I think there's a senator that represents that area, you use that additional township language because if for the townships there are in the metropolitan Met Council jurisdictional area, you need to include them so that we can help those areas too that might have lake water being sucked in. So the shorter answer, Senator Anderson, is I have not had any opposition nor any letters nor any feedback from League of Minnesota Cities or any other place that says that they're against this.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. So would Senator Osmick yield again?
Senator Osmick will yield. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Senator Osmick, there was nobody from the townships or from the counties that were in committee to talk about this particular provision in the bill that you're bringing forward. Am I correct in saying that?
Senator Osmick.
You're correct, Senator Anderson. Mr. President, Senator Anderson, you are correct. There was no one that voiced any opposition. This bill actually was on general orders at the end of last session. It was heard in Senator Kiffmeyer's committee last year. So this is well publicized. This isn't something that happened overnight. And if the townships or counties had any level of problem, my number is in the phone book.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further discussion to Senate File 1782? The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 1782, a bill for an act relating to local government.
Third reading. Any further discussion on Senate File 1782? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. I call on Senator Frentz to report the votes of members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report Senator Bigham votes aye.
Bigham votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Dibble votes aye.
Dibble votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Eaton votes aye.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Ekin votes aye.
Ekin votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Fattah votes aye.
Fattah votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Johnson Stewart votes aye.
Johnson Stewart votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Kent votes aye.
Kent votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Putnam votes aye.
Putnam votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Torres Ray votes aye.
Torres Ray votes aye. Senator Frentz.
And Senator Isaacson votes aye.
Isaacson votes aye.
Thank you.
I call on Senator Johnson to report the votes of members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Jasinski votes aye.
Jasinski votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Tomassoni votes aye.
Tomassoni votes aye. Senator Johnson.
And Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. All members having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving on to item number 2 on special orders, number 7 on general orders, Senate file 2957, Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Senate file 2957 has to do with updating some technical language and clarification from what we did 2 years ago in regards to, during the pandemic, needing nurses to come back from retirement and meet the need in our hospitals. In the process of doing that, the cap, having a phased retirement agreement, that has a cap number of hours, and we needed to lift that. And that's what we did as previous language. However, there was a technical issue there that if it goes unfixed would put a very heavy financial burden on nurses who came back at a very difficult time to help and take care of COVID patients and meet the need in our hospitals. So this is a technical fix in regards to them and making sure that this language can continue through the end of this year, 2022, to continue to meet that need. But the main effect is lifting the cap of the number of hours only if they have a phased retirement agreement. So, Mr. President, members, I ask for your support and a yes vote on Senate File 2957.
Discussion to the bill, Senate File 2957. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 2957, a bill for an act relating to retirement.
Third reading. Any final discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 2957. I call on Senator Frentz to report the votes of members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report Senator Bigham votes aye.
Bigham votes aye. Members, we're still in the middle of a vote. Please take your conversations outside the chamber. Senator Frentz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Dibble votes aye.
Dibble votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Eaton votes aye.
Eaton votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Ekin votes aye.
Ekin votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Fattay votes aye.
Fattay votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Johnson Stewart votes aye.
Johnson Stewart votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Kent votes aye.
Kent votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Putnam votes aye.
Putnam votes aye. Senator Frentz.
Senator Torres Ray votes aye.
Torres Ray votes aye. Senator Frentz.
And Senator Isaacson votes aye.
Isaacson votes aye. I call on Senator Johnson to report the votes of members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Jasinski votes aye.
Jasinski votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Johnson.
Senator Tomassoni votes aye.
Tomassoni votes aye. Senator Johnson.
And Mr. President, Senator Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. All members having voted who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Champion all day. Any further announcements? Senator Wieger.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. It's with mixed feelings that I want to share that Dana Elling, one of our star employees, is going to be leaving tomorrow. She's been with us since last millennium, 25 years. Doesn't look that, but we all love our staff, everybody around the room. We value that they're a part of our family, whatever side of the aisle you're on. And Dana, you have done a marvelous job for us, just as your counterpart, Ed Cook, puts together the counter arguments, if you will. We so much appreciate you, and members, just in a bipartisan, tripartisan way, we join together in thanking you. And actually, there is a bipartisan resolution that has passed that has been signed. So thank you. And again, our heartfelt thanks, Dana, to you for giving us 25 years.
Thank you, Senator Wieger, and best wishes to you in your future endeavors. Any further announcements of Senate interest? Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Just a preview for next week. Our work on the Senate floor will be fairly light. We're going to give committees an opportunity to do their work and process a number of different bills, especially after going long on Monday. Some of the committees did not have a chance to meet, or they had limited time. So floor sessions next week, relatively light. Committees, relatively heavy. With that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 21st at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
The Senate stands adjourned.